Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and your speaker at this time is David Horn of Denver, Colorado. I'm going to read with you from the book of Hebrews, chapter 9, and speak to you by the help of God on three appearings that are mentioned in this chapter. The first one, in verse 24 of chapter 9, where Christ is not entered into the holy place made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Verse 26, and then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now, once in the end of the age or the world, hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. We have in this chapter that I've called our attention to three appearings mentioned, and let me just say this. His first appearing was when he was born into this world of the Virgin Mary. And then the Word of God tells us why he appeared. In this verse he said he appeared to put away sin. Now sin was in the world, and sin had shut man out of the presence of God, and sin would have consigned men to the eternal burning. But the Savior looked down from high heaven on the sons of men. He looked down to see if there were any that did understand and seek after God. Then he tells us this, they've all gone astray. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. So our Savior took it upon himself to come down and make an end of that sin. Well, in the verse that I've called our attention to, he said, he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Now, maybe someone is saying, where did he put away that sin? When he went to Calvary's cross, he died as an offering and a sacrifice for sin, and that not his own. He had no sin, he did no sin, and he knew no sin, but on that cross, he bare our sin in his own body on the tree. You can thank God today that he appeared the first time. And listen, that came when he was brought into this world, and he was taken out of this world. Now, in the second time it is mentioned here, he tells us, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time. He came the first time, but he said the second time. Now, when will that second time be? No one knows but himself. But let me tell you, it could be today. It could be any time. And just as surely as God is in heaven, he's coming back again. This time, not to put away sin. This time, not to do a sin. But this time, he had appeared to put away sin. But this time, now he said, the second time, without sin. Without having to do with sin. When he comes a second time, he will come into the air, and he'll shout his people from the earth, and we'll meet him in the air and be forever with the Lord. I wonder if you're prepared for that second coming. Have you ever received Christ that came the first time? And if not, you could do that right this very moment. John's Gospel chapter 1 says, but as many as received him, the one that came and died, and that for your sin. If you receive Christ, you'll have your sins forgiven, and you'll be ready for that second appearing that is mentioned in this chapter. He tells us, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many unto them that look for him. There's a class of people living in the world today. They are looking. They are waiting. They are hoping. They are longing for that hour in which the Savior shall come and call from this scene his own blood-bought saints, and will meet him in the air and be forever with the Lord. So now, in case any of you listening in have not received the Savior, it is not too late. Trust him at this moment, and God will forgive your sins and make it. Then he tells us about the third one. He now appears in the presence of God for us. And listen, if you're ready for him, friend, won't it be a wonderful thing to see the man that loved you and died for you and rose for you and lives for you and soon to come for you? Trust him and thou shalt be saved.